Komoiawa Tamanui Frantantene, and this is your Wātea English News. A constitutional law expert says iwi and Māori will need to be consulted before changes are made to the rules around significant natural area. University of Otago Professor Andrew Geddes called out Associate Environment Minister Andrew Hogarth for telling councils they would be unwise to implement the National Policy Statement for Indigenous Biodiversity because the government intends to change the Resource Management Act. Professor Geddes said that would put council in a sticky spot because they have to allow the law as it is today. He says National Policy Statement only come after extensive consultation.
To change one of those National Policy Statements, to remove the obligation to identify SNAs, you've got to do the same sort of consultation, got to go through the same process of talking widely. Included in that consultation is a requirement to talk to iwi, and it'll be very interesting to see to what extent this new government, given their view on the treaty and so on, undertakes that consultation in terms of taking that obligation away.
After protests from Māori, the policy statement on Indigenous biodiversity was changed last year to recognise the role Māori have as kaitiaki, especially for Māori land blocks. On other news, it's Rare Disorder Month, and the mother of a girl with a unique condition says it's important the health system finds room for the 300,000 people who live with one of 7,000 rare disorders. Hariata Wooler's 10-year-old daughter is the only person in Aotearoa with a mutation in her KDM6B gene, which caused developmental delays and intellectual disability. When she was two, an observant Plunkett nurse helped confirm her feeling her tamariki was different, but identifying the actual disorder and getting the appropriate support took years and came as huge relief.
We can actually tell people, oh, this is what my daughter has, instead of sitting there going, I don't know. Ask me in a couple of months when I know. As Māori, you fight for everything for your child regardless. And we fight for making sure that she's got everything she needs. We fight to make sure that she is being heard.
Hariata Wooler says she wants to see government support for a centre of expertise for rare and undiagnosed disorders, which is one of the aims of a strategic plan being developed by the Ministry of Health. And lastly, Te Atiawa o Te Waka Māui Trust has revived an ancient rite as part of its long-term relationship with Outward Bound. 12 Te Atiawa whānau members last week completed Te Toki o Awa, a five-day course which delved into tikanga, te reo Māori and the significance of their heritage. The hiding are finished with the tikanga tohi, a rite where tohunga brushed their shoulders with karimu branches that had been dipped in the waitohiawa. Trust CEO Justin Carter says the ancient tikanga was used on warriors preparing for battle to instill in them the energy and power from the river's waters. The last time he knows it was performed was when soldiers departed as part of the 28th Māori Battalion. And that's your Wātea English News.